I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Many economists predict a lot of economic growth in the months ahead, but a couple of reports today suggest that consumers are still a little skeptical about all this, and there are worries about a weak labor market. Joining us is Bob Moon at the Marketplace News Bureau in New York. Welcome, Bob, and is this a serious case of consumer pessimism or just a little reluctance to get out and shop?
Well, you can come at that question in a couple of different ways. Compare the numbers to a year ago, and chain store sales are actually up. But take a look at the trend in both consumer confidence and chain store sales, and conditions look a bit like the stubborn winter here in the Northeast, still cold and gray. The Conference Board's consumer confidence numbers didn't take the big plunge they did a month ago, but they're still not showing any improvement, and the main concern continues to be unemployment. The number of consumers saying jobs were hard to get is up in the past month. Now, the reason economists watch consumer confidence so closely, and in this case so warily, is because spending by American consumers accounts for two-thirds of the country's economic activity.
So are we just worried about keeping our jobs, or is something else there shaking the confidence numbers and keeping them from rebounding?
Guess what else? There's a report on chain store sales out today suggesting high gasoline prices are now having a negative impact on the frequency of shopping trips that American consumers are making. We spoke to Bernard Sands retail analyst Richard Hastings today, and he concurs.
Rising gasoline prices impact especially middle-income and lower-middle-income consumers, especially in locations outside of the major metropolitan areas and places in the sprawling suburbs where people have to do a lot of driving. It is going to eat up their cash.
Which helps explain why week-to-week sales at major discount department and chain stores decreased almost 2% in the week ended March 27th, according to that joint report from the International Council of Shopping Centers and the financial firm UBS.
So what kind of an impact are you looking for on future spending?
Well, retail analyst Richard Hastings told us he has some concern that the hit from gasoline prices could be a lasting one, especially if there isn't some relief soon.
The really sad thing that could wind up happening is that people might actually start to pay for this stuff on their credit cards, and then you don't know at that point how they're settling it later on. They may just wind up paying down their gasoline expenditures during the course of the year. That is very scary.
You really have to look hard to see a silver lining in today's reports. This is as close as we could come. The number of consumers expecting conditions to worsen was unchanged at 9.6%. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're taking a look at where in the world consumers take the most antidepressants. And here's a hint, in spite of those consumer confidence worries, it's not the U.S.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and it's produced by Minnesota Public Radio.